It's Sale of the Century's salute to True Romance, where our single contestants will be playing for cash and prizes, including dream dates to fabulous Rio de Janeiro, the paradise of Tahiti, exotic Hong Kong, and a romantic Caribbean cruise. And one of our contestants will win our grand prize, this exciting Ford Probe worth over $14,000, as we salute True Romance on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of the show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you. Thank you very much. Happy to have you with us. Good to have you with us as Sale of the Century continues with our salute to True Romance, some delightful single contestants. And, of course, it's getting closer. One of our players is going to win that beautiful car that you saw at the top of the show. But tell you more about that as we go along. Three people to meet. Summer Bartholomew will introduce them.
Hello there. Romance is nice.
This contestant could set the night on fire, originally from Miami Beach, Florida. Let's welcome Eric Ellis.
Hello, Eric.
And she knows just how to add a touch of excitement to it. Eight from Greenville, North Carolina, here's Lisa DeStefano.
Hello there, Lisa.
And he knows that love is only a heartbeat away, originally from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Welcome, Jack Jensen.
Hi there, Jack. And Summer, we'll see you later with some bargains, right? Thank you. Let us get acquainted here. Eric, you can set the night on fire.
That's right, Jim. I thought I could impress my date by preparing during a dinner date a flaming appetizer, and when I set the appetizer on fire, she got scared and ran out of the apartment.
Oh, that took care of that thing, right?
Yes, it did.
Thank you for sharing that with us, Eric. And Lisa, it's DeStefano, right?
Correct.
What's this about? And you're a visitor from North Carolina.
That's right.
Delighted to have you here. You add a touch of excitement to a date, something like Eric, or what?
Oh, no, Jim. Sort of like it, though. I was getting ready for a date, and I realized my boa constrictor was out of its cage. My boa constrictor.
Ah.
My date arrived and promptly left after he tried to crawl up his pants leg.
Oh, there's a similarity there. Jack, you know that love is only a heartbeat away.
What do you have to say there, Jack? Well, I like to think it is, but one time I went a little overboard. While opening a friend's presents after his wedding, I thought to lighten up the situation, I'd put his pet frog in a gift box and give it to the bride. And it speed up her heart a little too much, I think.
Oh, and then Lisa's boa constrictor ate the frog.
Yeah, and married and happily ever.
Nice to have you all here. We'd like to give everybody a chance to talk and get comfortable. And one thing I'm going to talk about right now, in addition to all the lovely good things, the winner of today's match gets a trip to Tahiti.
Oh.
That should be kind of fun. Let's get started. $20 starts to roll off. And we'll get into the match with us. In what Oscar-winning musical did a jet named Tony fall in love with a girl named Maria? Lisa.
West Side Story.
That's the show. $5 for the correct answer. Lisa, the 25. Before they settle down and get married, some guys say they have to sow their what?
Their oats.
Wild what? Oaks
They're
is what I wanted
oats.
To hear. Yes, indeed. I was going to give you wild. You got it. You go to 25. Even if you're not a single male, you could still get what basic four-year college degree? Check.
Bachelor's degree.
That's what it is. And we've got a three-way tie. Well done. You write a romantic letter, sign your name, and put a lot of X's and O's. With Jack?
Loves and kisses. Hugs and kisses.
Love and kisses, hugs and kisses. Either one acceptable to your rights, you go into the lead by five. For dessert, you and your date might share one of these delicate French pancakes wrapped around... Eric.
Crepe Suzette.
Crepe is what I wanted to hear. You'd probably burn it, Eric, so yeah, you're right. You tie Jack to the lead. Driver, it isn't bargain. Normally the player in the lead could buy bargain merchandise, but we've got a tie. Eric and Jack. Now, kidding aside, only one of you can have this. When you hear the low sale of the century price, hit your buzzer for one of you. This is yours.
Eric or Jack, subject yourself to delicious decor with this Mayfair daybed sofa. Finished in enamel with brass fittings. Provides comfort and a sofa by day, but ideal for overnight guests too. Furnished by Corsican. It's normally priced at $750, but today on Sale of the Century, just for only $6.
Yeah, very nice. Very in. Good stuff there. A new mother playing with a teddy bear here, Eric and Jack. I thought one of you might jump. Lovely thing, $750. How about if I knock a dollar off for $5, the value of a question? $5 going once, going twice, and no sale. No. Didn't want the day bed. The TV and radio personality who teaches couples how to have good sex is Jack.
Dr. Ruth Westheimer.
You got it. And another five, and Jack goes into the lead. for some real hot fun. You and your lover might visit Mazatlan or
Mexico.
That's the country. Well done. Just beating Eric to the buzzer. You're 40. In legend, while Guinevere was married to King Arthur, Lisa?
Camelot.
Oh, no, no. She also had a passionate love affair with what famous knight? She and Lancelot.
Lancelot. Oh,
cost you five, Lisa. Sorry about that. Down to 20. But you can make it up now. $10 money card up on the board as we play the fame game with a lot of interesting information about a famous... This is the thing. I am a primetime television show, which recently began a run in syndication. Local stations paid a record-breaking $600 million, Jack.
The Cosby Show.
Yeah, to buy the Cosby Show. Well done. Good job. The first bit of information, you've got control, and a $10 money card there.
Number 4.
If the lights are flashing, we lock into your buzzer. You could add to that $10 lead. Good luck, Jack.
$10 money card.
No. No, lands on number 3, and he gets...
It's a hostess serving set. Londa's 5-piece silver hostess serving set, part of the Maestri series. Crafted from fine Italian silver plate and designed in contemporary elegance. Furnished by Landis.
That's a big prize. That's $700 worth. You will enjoy that. And a good match. Three nice people. Back to it and more of True Romance. Right after this. Thank you, Don. Just 4 more shows with our salute to True Romance. And then we get back to regular play, bring back our regular champion. And that's when we'd like to have you down here as a contestant. Back to the match now. Jack at 40, Eric at 30, Lisa at 20. Here's a question for 5. What word that begins with a P describes a type of dinner where you and your friends had... Lisa?
Party.
No. Where you would each bring a dish. You might party, but potluck is the word we wanted. And cost you 5, a quick buzzer. If your birthday's in October, your boyfriend might buy you a ring containing what beautiful iridescent gemstone? Lisa?
Opal.
Opal, there you go. Now you're on the plus side. Back to 20. According to 2 famous songs, it makes the world go round. Eric?
Love.
And it's a many splendid thing. And Eric beats Jack to the buzzer this time. And now $5 separate the gentlemen. Now listen carefully. If a couple in Madrid are walking down the street mano a mano, what part of each other's bodies are they holding? Jack?
Hands.
Hands, that's right. Hand in hand, mano a mano. Jack goes to 45. And Jack, this time you've got the lead all to yourself with an instant bargain, and we might be able to interest you in this.
Jack's an enchanted evening. You might enjoy this prize. We'll chauffeur you and a friend by limo for a romantic evening in L.A. On the way, you may enjoy the ultimate in service from Oasis Limousine. We'll send you and your guests for an evening of elegant dining, a romantic candlelight dinner for 2 at the restaurant of your choice with all the trimmings. Dine in the lap of luxury. Compliments of sale of the century. It's normally priced at $1,276. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $11.
Oh, Jack. Isn't that nice? Limo, big eat. You can, boy, you can make up for putting frogs in.
Probably
the,
get a date, too.
That's right, yeah. $1,276, a big buy. You have a 10, I know you're looking over there at Eric. You've got a $10 lead over Eric. So instead of $11, I'll let you have that $1,276 sensational evening for 10 bucks. Going once, going twice, and no sale.
Hurts me, too.
Well, then why didn't you buy it, Jack?
Eric's tough.
Okay, all right. Let's get back with this. What romantic crooner did Kitty Kelly write about in her... Jack? Her unauthorized biography, His Way. She was writing about Frank Sinatra. And Jack loses 5, and now he leads Eric by 1 question. And Lisa, don't be discouraged. You're just 4 questions behind. For an unforgettable holiday, pack a picnic and rent a gondola for a romantic ride. Lisa?
Milan.
No. No, no, it would scrape the bottom of the streets in Milan. No. No, Venice. Venice is the city in Italy. Cost you 5, Lisa. You're playing doctor with your boyfriend. Look how it got their attention. I'm sorry. You're playing doctor with your boyfriend, and you take a little hammer and tap him on the knee. Eric.
You're testing his reflexes.
That's what you're doing. That's right. And Eric, hi, Jack again. Yes. According to the poet John Keats, the thing of beauty is a joy.
Jack. To behold.
No, no, no. According to Keats, it's a joy forever. A thing of beauty is a joy forever. Cost Jack 5, and Eric has the lead by 5. Well, Keats also said, beauty is truth, and truth is beauty. A lovely statement, but comedian Lily Tomlin expounded on that statement. She said, if truth is beauty, how come no one has her hair done at the library? We'll be right back. our salute to True Romance. Eric's taking over the lead now. He is at 40. Jack, a question behind at 35. Lisa, just 25 behind at 15. And you can make up 15 of that right now as we go back to the fame game. Yes. Two money cards on the board, and we're looking for a famous thing. I am a distinctive animal that the ancient Romans thought was a mixture of a camel and a leopard. I can weigh up to 2,000 pounds. My diet consists of twigs, leaves, and fruit that grows on the trees of the African grasslands. Eric.
A giraffe.
Well solved, and you've got control of the board. Good job on that. On a $15 money card, where is that?
Money number two.
Well, either one would give you a little breathing space, Eric, so good luck.
I'd like that $15 money card now.
Oh, that's off the 10. Let's go to number seven, and he gets...
It's a brass lamp. Oh. Frederick Raymond's New Romantic, a melody of clear etched glass, hand-beveled acrylic, and solid polished brass, crafted in America, and each a signed original, furnished by Frederick Raymond.
Very fancy, $589 worth. That is yours to keep, and you still have that one question lead, as we were, of course, playing for control of the board there. One Civil War hero that women found totally irresistible was this tall, handsome Confederate Army general. He's Robert E. Jack
Lee.
That's right, yeah, very handsome man, Lee, and you tied Eric for the lead. Ellen Burstyn and Alan Alda had an annual love affair. Jack?
Same time next year.
Yes, indeed, beating Lisa to the buzzer. Jack goes into the lead. Couples will find a city called Loveland, not far from Boulder. In what?
Eric? Colorado.
That's the Rocky Mountain State, and you tied Jack for the lead. Well, Eric and Jack, you have the lead with the instant cash. Now, two of these boxes have $100 bills, one today, as it has had throughout True Romance, $2,000 in cash. Now, neither of you wanted to buy an instant bargain. I would like somebody to have a chance at the instant cash, so Jack or Eric, I will give either one of you a chance at it for $10, $5, and Eric will go for $5. All right, we're knocked to five off, Eric. We'll give Jack the lead. Now the question is, does it give you $2,000? Which box?
I'll take number two for $2,000.
All right, good luck. We're Thank all you. With you on this because it's going to stay at $2,000 for a while. Absolutely the true amount. Good luck.
Good luck, Eric.
Thank you.
He got it. He got the $2,000 in cash. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's the time to jump. Eric got himself 2,000 in cash. Back to the match right after this commercial timeout.
Thank you.
Good job.
Yes.
Before we get back to the match, I must tell you, we have very fancy acrylic around the money. I wouldn't say that Eric was excited, but when he flipped it, he almost killed our associate producer. Eric, congratulations. I think
you
were excited.
Best $5 well investment I ever made.
Yes, indeed. For $5, you got yourself $2,000. Congratulations. Of course,
Thank
that
you.
Gives Jack the lead. Now let's get back with Jack at 45, Eric at 40, and Lisa at 15. Back in the 20s, D.H. Lawrence caused a stir over his romantically risque novel called Jack.
Lady Chatterley's Lover.
Well done. And Jack's got a $10 lead. In what U.S. state would your boyfriend be if he were training at the Naval Academy in Annapolis? Eric.
Maryland.
Maryland is right, and Eric goes to 45. Keep it close. To maintain his rugged image, he attended his presidential inauguration hatless and coatless and died of a cold. Eric.
John Kennedy.
No. Died of a cold a month later.
Oh.
No, without his hat and coat. William Henry Harrison did that. He didn't even wear a coat and froze, caught a cold, and died. Eric just lost $5. That died. But you can make it up now. $25 money card up on the board. Final fame game. This time a famous place. I am a peninsula named for a kind of fish caught off my shores. Basque and Norse. Lisa.
Sardinia.
Incorrect. Took a chance. Out of the rest of the question. You stay at 15. We'll clear it. Continue for the gentleman. Basque and Norse fishermen visited me before an Englishman sailed around me in 1602. During the 1800s, I became the center of the world's whaling industry. I am about 65 miles long. My width ranges from 1 to 20 miles with many sandy beaches. I am one of Massachusetts' most famous... Eric?
Cape Cod.
That's right. Yes, that's the peninsula. Cape Cod. You've got control of the board. $25 money card where?
It's behind the number 8.
Hit the 10, you tie, Jack. The 25 or 15 gives you the lead. Good luck.
$25 money card now.
He hits the $15 money card. And that's Eric's score, and it does indeed give him the lead. But not a big one. As we finish up the match, that wonderful trip to Tahiti is on the line. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? We'll finish it up with the speed round. It is now Eric at 55, Jack a question behind at 50, Lisa at 15, but a lot of questions as we start the speed round Now, in one of his big solo hits, Paul Simon came up with 50 ways to leave Lisa.
Your lover.
Right. What are you doing with your date if you're tripping the light? Fantastic.
Check. Dancing.
Right. An anti-military slogan of the 60s told us to make love, not hurt.
War.
Right. What are you sharing with your date if you're splitting a sirloin?
Check. Steak.
Right. For a romantic little vacation, you might visit the Pocono Mountains in what...
Pennsylvania.
Right. What romantic name do we sometimes use for a small sofa for two?
Eric. A love seat.
Right. What venomous spider kills her mate? Jack.
Black Widow.
Right. In his own loving way, whom did Archie Bunker refer to as a dingbat? Eric.
Edith.
Yes. What European country gave us a type of passionate kiss and a type of... Lisa.
France.
Right. A romantically revealing non-fiction book is sometimes described as kiss and... Jack.
Tell.
Right. Clarity, color, carrot, cut are used to grade Jack.
Diamonds.
Right. What honeymoon spot can be viewed from a ship called the Maid of the Mist? Eric.
Niagara Falls.
Right. In Greek mythology, a witch named Medea helped what Argonaut leader? By Jack.
Jason.
Right. In the Shakespearean play, what title time is up? And Jack won it with that last one. Wow. They were going back and forth. Who can nail? Congratulations. Back to Jack, the champion, in a moment. But first of all, we have to say goodbye to Eric and Lisa. And my goodness, what a match, the two of you going back and forth. Mm. But Eric, you can't feel too bad.
No, not at all.
Because you've got that lovely lamp. But aside from that, $2,075 in cash. And your cash total for the day, you're well over $2,600 in total. And most of the cash. Congratulations, Eric.
Thank you.
Very well played. Lisa, we appreciate you joining us from Greenville, North Carolina, and lending your lovely presence here. Thank you for
Thank
being
you.
Here. It's a nice party gift. You have a good time?
Thank you. I had a great time.
Good. That's nice to hear. Come back and see us again sometime. But today belongs to Jack Jensen. And Jack, as we congratulate you, do you possibly have somebody in mind for this trip?
Not yet, but I think this will start to get the wheels turning
all
up there.
All right. Well, we'll get the wheels turning as Don tells you all about a wonderful trip to Tahiti that is yours.
Well, Jack, what could be more romantic than a trip to Tahiti? We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles to Tahiti for a week in French Polynesia. You may discover glorious scenery, shimmering waterfalls, pounding surf, and peaceful lagoons in this tropical paradise, or explore its sidewalk cafes and bustling marketplace. This prize is worth $4,000.
Well, it's going to be a great trip no matter who you bring, Jack. Congratulations. Now Jack takes a little trip with me. He's going to try for some money with a winner's big money game. Come on, Jack. Well, you and Eric went back and forth on that one. It was Atlantic. I think if there had been another 2 seconds, we would have had another tie. Congratulations. Great match. Great comeback there. Now, you're up here playing the winner's big money game, and as throughout True Romance Week, you are playing for $5,000.
Great.
Then let's get to it. Which envelope do you want to play? Red, yellow, or blue?
Let's try the blue, Jim. Thanks.
All right. Want to solve four puzzles in 20 seconds? Do that. The $5,000 is yours. Now, remember, the clock starts when the first word of each puzzle is revealed. It stops when you hit that plunger to give me an answer. And you've got control over that. And as I like to say from time to time, those words are coming in a lot quicker than I can say them. I'm just repeating them for the people at home. So you just watch that monitor as they come in. Good luck. 20 seconds on the clock, please. And the first puzzle starts now. U.S. Island calls San Juan. Yes?
Puerto Rico.
That's right. Capital city, San Juan it is. Look, I'm glad they didn't split up the San and the Juan there. You got that one in good shape. That's your first correct answer. You need three more. Let's take a look at the next puzzle. Now, movie trilogy features R2-D2. Yes?
Star Wars.
That's right. Luke Skywalker and others. You're right on target at the halfway mark, but you can't get behind now. 10 seconds on the clock at the halfway mark. Must stop that clock with the last correct answer before the double zero. Good luck as we take a look at the next one now. Show Ed McMahon. Yes?
The Tonight Show.
Oh, if you'd wait it for one more. Hosts Talented Amateurs. Yeah. Yeah, if we said show, we would have gone for Johnny Carson, I think, as a star of the Tonight Show. All right, that's the one mistake you can make. You cannot make another, even if there's time left on the clock. You can do it. You can make a comeback. Come on. Let's take a look at the next puzzle now. City where 1988 Democrat, yes? Democratic convention held in Atlanta. I think you're trying too hard to make up for the mistake and catch up there. However, you have had a great day, and you've got yourself a very good score, and that's very important. I'll tell you more about that right after this commercial timeout.
Back to
back with our champion, Jack Jensen. Again, our congratulations. Got yourself a very good day and a very good score. You won with $80. And if you've been with us through our Salute to True Romance, you know that the three highest scores are going to come back in just four more shows. And one of them will get that car. And Jack, you've now moved into second place, so you could very well be back. Summer's got some drinks to get you in the mood for Tahiti. Go ahead and join him there. Maybe we'll get something started. Jack could be back. He's got $4,700. Bye for now.
Sail of the Century stars Jim Perry. This is Don Morrow speaking.